Today we're talking about what is your cure for an emotional hangover. And I just want to show up on the front end with authenticity. We all have them. Lately, life's been happening to quite a few people in my inner circle, and it's been a roller coaster ride for them, to be very honest. And I'll be real, I've had them too, right? Like I'm saying. And the last few weeks have had me thinking about this concept or this idea of, quote, emotional hangovers. So let's kind of dig into that a little bit. How do you define your emotional hangover? That's my question for you on the front end. And, you know, I've had so many projects going on at once. Not gonna lie, that's kind of how I operate. But this has created stress, both good and not great, different objectives that I've been trying to fill up on my calendar, and also finally, like, even business stuff has been really growing beautifully, but I'm a solopreneur. This is me, myself, and I. So, like, the whole point is, like, I kind of feel lately a little tapped out. Even this weekend, I felt a little tender, all right? So, even with the business, it's beautiful, like I'm saying, but, you know, I had two launches within about a week and a half or so. One is my queer women's community, the Wise Women community. The other was a book launch. And it's not like a big to-do. It's not like I had a table with a stack of books, you know, and a permanent marker signing things away. But really, I just recognize that there's been a lot in my planner lately. And some days I feel really confident about what's there, right? But then in other moments, I feel overwhelmed AF. So what we're here about with Feminine Sage Wisdom in general, but also just in different discussions, I think, as women, is we have a go, go, go nature. Actually, that it's not gendered. It's anybody, right? A lot of us have this go, go, go nature. And sometimes we hit a wall. So I've recognized the last couple of weeks where I will hit a wall and I'll be exhausted physically and emotionally, and even, you know, feeling run down when I'm doing work that I love, okay? So I've been really upping my exercise. I mean, I exercise anyway, but I'll talk about that another time, but, you know, I've been upping my exercise and how I've been crafting that into my schedule, and I've also been really trying to nurture myself and allow time. Oh my goddess, allow time. And we're going to talk about skills or methods in a second, but, you know, I can sense an emotional hangover for myself. I get physically run down, detached, and maybe even spacey. Okay, so again, I ask you to define your emotional hangover. Get clarity on that. What does that look like? Because when we can label something, we can actually proactively, come to terms with it, hopefully sooner rather than later. So that's the next question. What skills or methods do you have in place to be proactive before things really tank or spiral? Okay. Let's be honest together. Sometimes it's not good enough to say, well, I'll just avoid it, right? Because, you know, that's not always how life works, okay? We don't always have control over things, do we? And when things are happening outside of our control, sometimes our emotions, reactions, etc., spiral. And it's natural, right? We have these reptile brains and we have all this nervous system and things that kind of kick into high gear. So it can be very overwhelming. So another point I want to make is that when we're in the spiral or the thick of things, obviously we might not always see how bad they are, or we're freaking treading water. We feel like we're drowning in some of this stuff. And maybe, yeah, we do feel how bad it is. And then we don't know how to get out of it. So one thing I've recognized again and again in my over 30 years of living is that it helps to see these patterns, right, that affect our well-being. And you're like, no shit, Virginia. But, you know, for example, I have found that, I am a diehard morning person. That's just me. I love waking up early. I've even been up now. It's 7:30 Pacific time when I'm recording this. And I've been up for like 3 hours. And I know that is not everyone's cup of tea. And I get that. But, you know, actually the last few months I was staying up later so I could edit my books. I still kind of do it sometimes, but really I recognized, like, when I would sleep in, which again for me is like 6 or 7 in the morning, I feel like chronically or I feel behind for the rest of the day. And then I feel this pressure to keep working into the afternoon before dinner, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, I have seen a pattern where that doesn't work for me because I feel rushed. And I'm already a rushed kind of personality type, right? Very type A in some ways. So after a few years of doing FSW, I've recognized that the earlier I start, the better I feel. So that means the earlier I end my day, as long as I can stick to boundaries and the schedule's working out. So do you see how this stacks up, right? How can we begin to recognize patterns that help us feel more grounded and steady, or the behavior and activities that don't? Okay, so figure out for yourself what patterns make you feel alive, right? And that's not trying to be dramatic, but what makes you feel alive and well and grounded, because that's how you can potentially curb the spirals later. All right, so let's kind of wrap up today's conversation a little bit. So think about, what are the methods or activities that help you curb your emotional roller coaster ride proactively? What's worked for you in the past? What doesn't work for you any longer? And by the way, P.S., it doesn't mean you're failing. Quite the contrary. It just means you're maturing and changing. You're knowing what works for you as a different person, say, than a couple years ago, a decade ago, even last week, my friend. So let's talk about a final bonus tip before we end this conversation, okay? Tendon befriend. What do you know about it? Okay. I actually kind of learned more about that. You'd think I would have remembered it from my social work years or just, you know, being in other spaces, but I kind of remembered it a couple years ago. And let's talk about this idea. You can Google it, do more homework, look it up, think about it in your own life. But one thing I've seen very specifically in the women's circles that I'm a member of or a part of is community matters. Okay, I've talked about this a lot on FSW and the podcast. You can even see collaborative conversations, right, between me and another being. But community helps us create a bond within ourselves and together. So here's my pro tip. This isn't just about outside relationships and befriending others. I would argue and propose we need to continue to befriend ourselves. All right, think about that. Use your support systems without a doubt, okay? Especially if you got quality ones. Brilliant. Yes. And you can do it virtually or in person. But when you think about befriending yourself, think about this. What are the balm that you and I need to be for ourselves while we work through the thick of things, while we have the emotional hangovers, while we're like, fuck, I didn't do that right. I wasn't proactive enough. And now I'm kind of, quote, dealing with the consequences. All right. Do it through love. Do it through steadiness. Do it through validation, even if you don't believe yourself half the time, okay? But when you continue to move through the next week or two, like, think about this conversation. And yes, we started talking about emotional hangovers, but let's dig in on how you can befriend yourself better. Me too, my friend. Me too. All right? Marinate on this. If you love the stories here with FSW and the Zone of Purpose podcast, like, let me know. I love it. I love it. I gotta know this stuff works, right? And I hear from women, they appreciate the messages, both in the weekly wisdom videos, but also here with the podcast and anywhere else I live, like on LinkedIn and whatnot. So let me know how this resonates for you, because we're all trying to shift towards soulful living, work-life balance, etc. So let me know. I hope you have a beautiful day and bright blessings on you. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on feminine-sagewisdom.com and let me know how this story resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle. Plus, you'll get my free priority pack when you do. Or if you want to dive into the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, check it out at feminine-sagewisdom.com as well when you join the FSW Circle. As always, if you have any questions or comments, contact me one-to-one, and I'm going to chat with you soon.